Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Listen. The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, we'll address it right out of the chute because everybody's talking about it. Yes, I think it was goalie interference.
Okay.
Sadly,
I'm fair with it.
Sadly, I think it was goalie
interference. I was going to go off on social media and I'm like, hey, idiot, you've known hockey. You've been a hockey fan for 28 weeks. You don't know what you're talking about. Shut up.
Tell me why you thought it wasn't, maybe.
Maybe because Marshy was outside of the blue area, crease? Which is what the crease. Yeah. And I thought it was inadvertent, which doesn't matter, I know.
Nope,
it
doesn't. Oh, okay.
And I didn't think he hit him enough to really affect it. But, you know, it is what it is.
Inadvertent, unintentional, all of those things, it just still was goalie interference.
Yeah.
It just was. In you know.
From my eyes, when we scored the goal to begin with, and they called whatever they did, I was like, didn't the other guy shove our guy into their goalie?
I didn't think
like,
so.
I thought that that's what happened. He was on him the whole time. I'm like, so how do we get blamed for something that your player did to your goalie?
Literally, they were coming around from behind the net, and he just bumped into the stick, and that's what happened. So, whatever. It sucks. Yeah. It sucks so large. This is how, and this is what's great about all of this. So I'm doing this wine event Saturday night. Right?
Yeah.
Fancy. I'm doing Bidding for Bottles, and it's sort of semi-fancy. It was up at Dragon Ridge in Henderson, but it's one of those things where you wear whatever you want. Like, okay. one dude is literally dressed the way Spence is dressed right now. Camo shorts, Golden Knights shirt, Golden Knights hat. And that's, you know.
Sure.
So it's nice, but it's not stuffy. We get the goal. Of course, everybody holds their phone up in the air. Because those who were not out in the bar watching the TV, we all got the notification at the same time. Everybody's holding their phone up in the air. We win! You know, and I'm screaming into the microphone. Magic and T-Mobile again! Golden Knights 4! Dave Gosher voice.
Yeah.
Golden Knights 4! San Jose 3! Between his legs! Oh my God! Doing the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then one person whose husband was at the game got a text.
Oh.
They're reviewing the goal.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. But just it's just awesome how the Golden Knights have taken over this town. And just how much, honestly, isn't this fun?
Everyone rallying, yeah.
It's Saturday Night Blue. I'm scared to death. I think about it, and I want to throw up that they may come back from San Jose down 3-1. It could happen.
It's very much a possibility.
It could happen. We could also come back up 3-1, and who knows? So, anyway, it's just fun. To that end, you may have noticed the very attractive lady who's dressed way better than we are.
Oh, Show Killer?
in the corner.
TV cameras must be here. Look at Show Killer.
Faith Jesse from Channel 3 is here, and they're live with us all the way up until 7 o'clock this morning. So she's here to talk about hashtag No Teal.
Yep.
Which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, let's also make one more thing clear right off the top. Update. 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 Actually, I'm sorry. This is the ABC News.
This should be NBC News.
Well, I wasn't thinking about it.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't paying attention. Sorry. Let me put in the old school NBC News. My apologies, Faith. So sorry. Feel free to jump in whenever you want. I'll even open that mic for you if you want. There is still a no-teal ban statewide in Nevada.
Yes, yep. There is.
Citywide, as proclaimed by the mayor. Countywide, as proclaimed by the county commissioners. Statewide, and we even have that one in writing.
Right.
No teal ban still in effect.
To the point where I was so nervous this morning putting on my jean jacket. I was like, nope. I took it off because I was like, it's too close to teal. And so I threw on a beige one.
Thanks. Just so you know, Kayla overthinks everything, including everything. Whether or not denim is teal.
Well, not for nothing. I blame you. I do. I blame Spence. And I could hear his voice in my head when he sends the text. He goes, by the way, we probably shouldn't wear Chet Buchanan Show shirts, even though we're going to be on TV, because they just might be a little too tealy. Just a little bit.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show Show.
Here's what's fun. So, Golden Knights tonight, of course, game number 3.
Yeah. Western, someone's pumped.
Western Conference semifinal.
I just realized it's tonight.
Stanley Cup playoffs.
Oh, it is tonight, isn't it?
Here's what's even funnier about that. Spence going, oh, I just realized it's tonight. There's a chance Spence is going to San Jose for game 3.
It's really cool if you could actually go.
I hope so. Awesome. I'd like to go. But
it's all, it's, so is it tickets? Is it transportation? What are you trying to figure
out? I'm not sure. There was I don't want to mention details or anything like that, but there is a plot to make it happen, and it's a big deal. But
sure.
There seems to be inner workings that I'm unaware of.
That it's a last-minute thing,
yeah.
It's need-to-know basis, and you don't need to know.
No.
Have you looked up flights that like you know you can go hop on?
Part of the whole thing, and I want to get into it, is that's covered.
Okay.
If it works out.
There's a group of folks, and don't be so shocked that transportation is not as big a deal as you might think it would be.
Oh, okay.
Private transportation.
Uh-oh.
Because there's folks that do that here.
Yeah.
Reasonably. I'm going to L.A. later on this week. And they're like, yeah, we'll give you a ride. Really? But I don't want to have to deal with I'd rather have my car. I'm okay with driving to L.A. Know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But Spence may be going to the game tonight. It's not nearly as bougie as it sounds. In fact, it's more ghetto than it's, you know, Beverly Hillbillies themselves, like, hey, we're all going to pile in and we're going to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
And it's last minute of them putting everything together. And then, Davey, I'm so sorry because I know how this stresses you out. I even asked Spence, I go, are you prepared to do a show from San Jose tomorrow?
Yeah.
No.
I'm not. No contact with anyone, nothing. Like,
yeah. I'm like, dude, you got to talk to folks and set this up. He's like, what?
I was just going to call in sick. Call from my phone. Hey, guys.
Do the breaks for me.
Where are you?
Phone.
Yeah. I'm San Jose. I don't know where.
Yeah.
Are you in a hotel room? No.
And actually, quite honestly, if what I'm talking about comes through, I'll be back for tomorrow's show anyway, so it wouldn't matter. It'd be boom, boom.
Well, that's isn't that impressive.
But you won't get any sleep. That would be just interesting if you...
Oh. What would make that different from any other day?
I guess, yes, you are totally right. That wouldn't make it any different,
I
guess.
He's up all night creating and doing stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff. Doing stuff.
Stuff.
Not enough things. Sleep.
That's right.
That's why I'm 27 and I look like crap.
By the way, you'll be able to see visual evidence on News 3 coming up in about 20 minutes. Faith, 20 minutes? How long till the hit time, Faith? 20 minutes. Stand by, Davey. 20 minutes.
Stand by.
Stand by. 20 minutes till television.
Got it.
It is a different animal in this room when there's television here. It's odd.
Just for you.
I find it odd.
Spence doesn't stress out for anything. You bring TV cameras in here and Spence is like, I don't like it.
No, I don't like it. I don't stress out, though. I don't want to be on camera.
Yeah, stress out's probably not the right.
And typically what happens is they bring a camera and they bring in one mic. Which is fine. I don't expect them to have a briefcase full of mics. So there's nothing for me to do except stand, not knowing what to do with my hands. Kayla, understand. And then look at the camera and smile. And then look at Chet while he talks. And then look back at the camera. There's nothing for me to do except look like an idiot.
It's like you were here earlier when we did the first hit this morning. I didn't know what to do with my hands, so I just held the proclamation. And then Vanna White did every once in a while.
We're trying to get her in. I go, come over here next to me. Come over here next to me. And Kayla goes, oh, I don't have anything to say. So Faith, God bless her, goes, sweetie, maybe you just bring the proclamation in.
That's what I'm going to have you do.
Maybe you just come over and you just stand behind us.
Need simple instruction. Maybe. Or else I'll go into straight panic mode.
So watch how awkward and weird that we can be coming up again in about 20.
Because what I hear, television's like radio except with pictures.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure. I can't confirm this, but that's what I've heard.
One would think. But it bothers Spence that there are people, and you're wonderful people. We love you. You know this. Faith and I are already best friends. I know this. We're friends for life.
Yeah, but you're in our space, man.
Yeah. See, it bugs Spence. It bugs him. Stressed out's not the right thing.
No.
It's just it bugs him that there's space being taken up by people that are not us, because that's not a normal thing.
No.
He doesn't like it.
And it messes with the thermostat, and it's going to climb to 150 degrees here in a second, then down to 20.
All right, so first pick coming up with the, what was the absolute best part of your weekend? Well, I don't know if Saturday night's going to be in there for anybody.
Right?
But yeah, well, Supercross tickets, free Fandango, what? Wait, Davey, is this just Fandango? It also says Wet and Wild.
Oh,
did you screw that up?
Sorry about that.
So just Fandango tickets?
Yes, correct.
Okay, just making sure. For you to go see movies for free, or in honor of Faith being here today, we'll give you a $50 Visa gift card and a prize pack thanks to the CW and 2.5 Men weeknights at 6 on the CW Las Vegas, Channel 33, Cable 6. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Stanley Cup playoffs. Western Conference semifinals.
Yep.
Game number 3 tonight. It's game day, y'all. It's game day, y'all. Spence, do you know yet if you're going?
No, I do not know. I was told Saturday that I would not know till today.
How fun is that?
Did they give you like a time frame? Like during the morning you'd find out? Nothing?
Nope.
Wow.
So literally, do you have a bag packed?
Nah.
Why would you?
Oh, I need my jersey, my sweatshirt, my VGK shirt underneath the sweatshirt, and my VGK booty shorts. And so I'm ready to go.
Your Gold Lame VGK booty
they
shorts.
Are.
Yeah.
And your rollerblades. And literally, it'll be at a moment's notice.
From what I can tell.
Just go.
I got to be honest. I guess maybe a 20% chance it's going to happen. That's my own estimation. But, you know, if I go, I go. It'll be great.
If you don't have well-placed friends like Spence does, then why don't you join us at the PTs at Buffalo and 215? We're just throwing a get-together. It's not official. It's not a big deal. I just know that we got a bar tab, and we would love to see you at Buffalo and 215 at the PTs tonight. We'll be there at least for the first period.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll be there. So come and hang out. News 3 is here, so we're going to be on TV talking about No Teal. Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, whenever you hear this music, there is a No Teal ban in effect.
Yes.
Across the state of Nevada. We have it in writing. The mayor, of course, she... Well, when pressed on the whole thing about a ban, I believe this is what...
Official proclamation from the mayor, though, on the No Teal ban.
It's already official. I just said it. So,
so we don't need to have her in writing.
No.
Nope.
It's official if you listen to the mayor, and she'll tell you.
It's already official. I just said it. So,
so that's good enough for us. And then we're also countywide. Thank you to Commissioner Sisla.
They both tweeted it out. So it kind of, it's like semi-official, I feel like, because it is on Twitter and it's like out there in actual like typing.
Here.
Yeah.
Hey, stay in here. Faith's trying to leave. It's fine. It's fine. You can do whatever you like. The lovely Faith Jesse will be live on television in just a moment, and therefore we will as well. So we'll leave you with this. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? 702-364-9898. Yeah, Kayla?
I got two best parts of my weekend because they're evenly great that I have to share everything. I got my keys to my
house. You really can't choose.
Yeah.
You really can't. What?
I can't.
No, tell part one again.
I got the keys to my house.
And wait a minute. There's something that's just as good as that?
Just as good. If not better. That's the reason I can't decide.
Are you engaged?
Really?
Oh, God.
Are you pregnant?
That would not be the absolute best part
pregnant.
Of my...
Again. Are you pregnant again?
No, let's not spread that rumor.
But no. It's just as good as the keys to your house?
If not better. Yeah.
That is amazing.
I know. I got to share it.
I'm very interested.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
I got to tell you, some folks are already jumping on. So we'll take calls now at 702-364-9898. Usually we don't do this for another couple of minutes.
Right.
But why not? What was the absolute best part of your weekend? Jay, what was the best part of yours?
So yesterday I had a little pool get together at the house with the grandkids. Barbecued, family and friends. It was all gravy.
Awesome.
I love that you just said grandkids because, honestly, this music would have killed my grandmother. She would have never been caught dead listening to a station like this as a grandmother. It just wouldn't have happened. Antonio, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Oh, man, after 3 weeks of working 12-hour shifts, I got the weekend off, bro.
Bam.
Oh, man, did you just relax the whole time?
Scale of one to...
Vampire sleeping all day.
Because I was going to say, on a scale of one to I can't feel my lips, how drunk were you? No answer for that? Okay, good.
No.
Good. I did.
Doesn't
want
to incriminate himself. So.
I couldn't keep my eyes open yesterday. I'd been running pretty hard too, and yeah. I slept. Like, I was trying to stay awake. I was trying to watch, what was it, Boston and Washington yesterday,
yeah.
That game. Because now, Spence, are you finding this as a newly minted hockey aficionado? Are you finding that you're watching all of the other series now too, just to see what's up?
Yeah, I watched that crazy Winnipeg-Nashville game last night.
And don't you look at that and you go, God, I'm not sure which one I want to win because, wow, they're both pretty good.
Yeah, they're both big and fast, and I don't want to play that one. Yeah,
I was kind of thinking, and by the way, though, if in fact, just so you know, if in fact when we get past San Jose, and if in fact we do play Nashville, I'm going to try and double down and get the mayor to ban Carrie Underwood. No Carrie Underwood.
She crushed that national anthem last night. But...
I don't care. In my eyes, it might as well have been communist. Because no, thank you. At least for the duration of that playoff.
Of course.
I love that idea, though. Just, it's funny.
Just if we can. And then what I'll do is I'll call our buddies over at the, okay, full disclosure. Here's part of my evil plan. So I'm going to try and get Carrie Underwood banned. Then, okay, one of the guys at the Golden Knights games is Big D. Big D is on one of the country stations in town. Mm-hmm. Guess who plays a lot of Carrie Underwood? So my evil plan, if this were to come to fruition, is that we would be able to call him and go, well,
yeah,
what are you doing, bro?
Well, are you behind the Knights or aren't you? Do you not get a check from the Golden Knights? Are you not in the building?
Oh, you're going to guild him.
Oh, absolutely. So will you be? Really? So you're going to keep playing
Carrie? Seems like you're better for the Preds.
Oh, you're not going to join the band? Oh, okay. Okay. And by the way, though, honestly, don't we kind of want Nashville to win? Because nobody wants to go to Winnipeg for anything.
Yeah.
No. Why would you?
No one's like, you know what? I really need to go vacation. You know where I want to go? Winnipeg. Nobody ever says that.
I've never heard of anybody going to Winnipeg on purpose.
Yeah.
Honest to God.
Business trips, maybe, but no one's going there.
Southwest doesn't fly there. I know they fly to Nashville. Pretty positive.
702-364-9890. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? And Kayla got keys to a new house. For most people, that's the biggest moments of their weekend. Not the best part of their weekend, but the best part of their life.
Yeah.
Even. And Kayla says that there's something else in her weekend that was just as good as getting the keys to a new house.
If not better.
If not better.
It's really good.
Find out what it is now.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Big Jesse from News 3 is in here this morning. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
For 2.5 seconds for 2.5 seconds thinking that we won.
Yeah, you know what? No, you're right.
That was a really good feeling.
I'm screaming. I was nearly ghost your voice and I didn't mean to. Like magic and T-Mobile again.
You just got to slip into it.
And the crowd is like, at a wine event at Dragon Ridge. Not nearly as bougie as you might think. It's actually kind of really cool. For a moment it was elation. I'll show you pictures, dude. For a moment it was elation. It's a great event. Don't get that wrong.
Yeah,
but
of course.
Not. When you say wine event at Dragon Ridge, it gives the idea that it's very snooty and it's just not.
No.
Which is why that event is so cool. But literally everybody, and everybody who's outside at the bar comes running in. We won, and then it's like, goal is under review.
Oh god!
And then, oddly enough, through the no teal thing, Logan Couture, who got 2 goals on Saturday night for the San Jose Sharks, he's their leading scorer. Mm-hmm. His dad's name is Chet.
Oh man! Okay.
He reached out on Twitter, and we've. Had a little, it's a little bit of a bromance via Twitter just because we share the same goofy first name. And I was like, and I knew it. I knew the overtime goal right when my pocket buzzed. And then I looked over at some other people and they were like, oh, we lost. And I went, damn it. I know his kid was the one who got the goal. I knew it. And then I just hit him up. I went, hey, congratulations. You must be proud. Have a safe trip. And he's like, yeah, man. Yeah, we're really stoked. You guys played a great game.
And the minute they overturned that goal, I knew we lost the game. I knew it. That, and I go, it's because San Jose outplayed us, if not the entire game, most of the game. And I'm like, it's bound to happen.
That's not all of Spence's story on that, by the way. Spence was locked out of T-Mobile. We'll get into that story a little bit later. Absolute best part of your weekend, 702-364-9898. Joey, what was yours?
My fiance and I went and got our marriage license this weekend.
Brother, congratulations. So when you get the license, does that not make you officially married at that moment? Or do you have to, like, consecrate the deed?
You still got to do the whole I do and everything like that.
What does consecrate mean?
I don't know. I was like, what is consecrate?
I think that's also good.
What's that?
I literally
don't do it.
No, go ahead. Sense caller.
No, please. And of course, Michelle Cable, who always has a better weekend than you.
Hey, how are you guys today?
Good. Go Knights, go.
Go Knights, go. Squish the fish. And we were in Colorado watching, we went to go see the Olympic training program. It was amazing. And we were wearing Knights gear. And this guy behind the counter was very upset with us. He said we broke his heart because he was actually a Kings fan. Not only is he a Kings fan, but we stole his football team too. So he couldn't look at us.
Oh, man. Olympic training program for what?
For the Olympics, for everything. We actually saw the pool where Michael Phelps broke the record. At the time, they had the Paralympics, the two of the blind people that do Paralympics for judo. They were training there. They have to stay together at all times. And we watched, which was amazing. My daughter was like, can we just stay here? A men's gymnastics team.
Hold on. So if
Adrian.
No, if I can cut in, this is a big, long story. But what? So why were you there?
We were just there to visit our friends. For the weekend, her husband was going to stay longer deployed, so we went to visit her. And she's like, you got to go see this place. They'll give you tours. And we're like, really?
I got you.
Yeah.
Well, because I wouldn't put it past you to have a kid that somehow was training for the Olympics that we don't know about, right?
She can have an epic weekend every weekend.
I wouldn't put it past you. And Kayla, really quick, so what was as good as getting the keys to your house?
Yesterday, I was at the International Wedding Festival. Kayla UC was there, and we had to do a presentation. We were registering people to win a $20,000 wedding. Uh-huh. And I got to see, and the funny thing was, we got through the whole rigmarole, and I met Chloe and her fiance wearing Chet Buchanan Show t-shirts.
Yes, and they were very excited to see you in a wedding gown.
I know, and I couldn't find one to put on that was in my size, so it's fine. We got past that, but Chloe and her fiance ended up winning the $20,000 wedding. I got so emotional, and it's not even my wedding, but I got weirdly emotional about it.
No. This is a victory for all P1s. Kind of like when Spence, win for Spence, win for America. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. Win for Spence, win for P1s everywhere. Chloe showed up half an hour, 45 minutes early for when I was at that Planet Fitness over at Sahara and Maryland Parkway a couple weeks ago, just to get Chet Buchanan Show t-shirts. And I'm telling you, that's P1 karma right there.
Wow.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
That's
P1 really cool. karma.
Okay, I was skeptical of that being as good as you getting house keys. That's pretty good.
It was really good. It's
pretty good.
Live from the entertainment capital of the world, it's the Kayla Report.
Usually, Spence's Spenceness is a mixture of whiskey and awesomeness.
Oh, thanks, man.
However, why Spence being Spence cost him the other night.
Yep.
Cost him dearly. We'll get into that in just moments. First, the Kayla Report.
I know it's probably no shock to anybody, but the most anticipated movie of the year did well in the box office.
What?
I know.
What?
But like how well, I'll tell you about it in a second because it's breaking records.
Even better than folks thought.
Yeah. Amy Schumer spent 5 days in the hospital this week being treated for a horrible kidney infection, which, I mean, I can relate to, guys. I had a kidney infection a couple of months ago. It was the worst feeling in the world.
Came to work every day, too. Amy Schumer was.
So she said in an Instagram post Friday morning that the illness was going to lay her up, and she actually had to miss her I Feel Pretty premiere, which is kind of a bummer. I think it's the only movie she's doing this year. So the pastor of a San Francisco Progressive Episcopal Church held the first ever Beyonce Mass. It's exactly what it sounds like. They used Beyonce's music and her social philosophies as the message. And more than 900 people came to the service when normally, like, it's an average of, like, 50 people show up to the nighttime Mass. That's kind of cool. And Avengers Infinity War had the biggest weekend ever in box office history. I don't think anyone thought that Star Wars The Force Awakens could be topped at $248 million for its opening weekend. But the Avengers topped them with $250 million this weekend domestically.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's massive.
Oh, obviously biggest of all time. That was the understatement of the day. When Chet chimes in with, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, idiot.
Confirmed.
Biggest of all time. Yeah, confirmed huge.
And of course, your Golden Knights play tonight, Game 3, Stanley Cup playoffs in Round 2 against the San Jose Sharks. That no teal ban is still in effect, guys. If you want to watch the game.
Statewide ban in effect.
NBC Sports tonight at 7 o'clock, 2:20 on DirecTV.
That's huge.
You know what? You know what? And fine. Why watch it on TV when you can hang out with us?
Yeah.
PT's 215 in Buffalo. Come
That's
and
right.
Come and hang. We've got a tab. P1s. You hear what I'm saying? Yeah, so come and hang. 215 in Buffalo. We'll be there early. We'll stay reasonably late.
And, yes.
Yeah, come and go Knights go. Yeah,
go Knights go. That's the Kaler Report.
Hey, this is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
When I heard about the, and no offense to you, sir. When I heard about this, I went... Of course he did. Because Spence being Spence, and I know my buddy. So play us through this. It's overtime. It's T-Mobile. It's been a long night. You probably started drinking about 2:30 in the afternoon for a 5 o'clock game.
And what's funny is I tell you the story. This is something I don't typically do. I don't typically rush out of the game.
You don't?
Ever. No.
Oh, here's what's funny. Just as long as you and I have known each other. And you said this, and I thought, of course this is what happened. You're not a get out of the building guy.
We took a shuttle from McMullen's to the game, so there was no real hurry to rush out of the game. My buddy Ken decided he wanted to get out of the game, and I'm like, okay. So Marshy scores. We're at the top of section 12, which I only point out it's because it's only 25 yards from there to the escalators.
It's close.
That go right down to the front of T-Mobile. Scores. We celebrate. We high five, and we go. Well, let's go.
Let's beat the traffic.
Why not? Again, I don't have anywhere to go. I've got to wait for the shuttle anyway, so whatever. So we rush down the escalators. And at T-Mobile, you have doors, and then you have like a breezeway, and then there's another set of outside doors.
Yes.
Before you enter Toshiba Plaza.
Yep.
So I get out the first, and the security guard is right there. I get out the first set of doors, and then I start to hear murmuring and rumblings that this thing's being... reviewed, the goal that Marshy made is being reviewed.
And you're in the breezeway at this point.
I'm in the breezeway. I haven't really left T-Mobile technically. And I take I take a step outside into Toshiba Plaza, but only far enough to hear the big TV outside where fans are hanging out to know that the thing's getting overturned. I turn to the security guard who just watched me walk out the door. My ticket is in my wallet. It's there. And I'm like, hey, I didn't know it wasn't a goal. She goes, I can't let you back in. You saw me go. You saw me leave.
Yeah, but they have a protocol.
I don't need you to tell me why she can't let me in. I know
just
this.
You proved her point. You just watched me leave. Yes, I did, sir.
My thing is, I understand the policy, and I'm not complaining about
no.
T-Mobile. By the way, we go down the escalators, and the T-Mobile people in the pink ties, they all line up. And you
sure.
Get a high five. You're going,
sure.
High five. Yeah, woo.
So now, ladies and gentlemen. Here comes the part that he is complaining about. Because you said you're not complaining about that. I assume the part that you're complaining about is coming.
No, I'm not complaining about any of it, actually. I couldn't get back in. I mean, I'm complaining in a way. I'm not complaining about their policy. I understand the policy.
Sure,
and it works for everybody. I didn't pitch a fit. But at the same time, the woman knows I didn't go give my ticket to somebody else or that I didn't go get a ticket. She saw me exit. And under the circumstances, with the goal not being good, I think because I'm the only one there, I should have been allowed back in. But so I wasn't. And then I had to go out in the worst part. Of course, we lost, but we're out in Toshiba Plaza with a big TV. And then there was lots of curse words.
It's kind of fun. That experience of it, though, is kind of fun as well, though, right?
I mean, oh, no. And as I posted on social media, got locked out of T-Mobile, but this ain't a bad place to be.
How many people were outside?
A few hundred.
That's pretty awesome.
Good. No, it was great. It was great. And everybody's, you know, having a good time. There's a beer can strewn about, lots of alcohol.
And I would think, awesome. See, and I would think because they shut off alcohol sales, what, midway through the third?
Yeah, towards the end of the third.
Yeah. So you could still go. I bet you went and got another drink, didn't you?
No.
You didn't?
No.
See, you should have taken advantage.
Well, I, you know, I don't need the alcohol. I
enjoy
it. Yeah,
but it's nice to have.
No.
Should I jump a dart?
No.
Fire up a dart?
No, after we lost, I had lost all hope. I just kind of shrugged my shoulders, put my head down, and marched over towards the shuttle.
I would have thought that once you realized you were out and you're not getting back in, immediately, then resourceful Spence goes, there's whiskey right over there. I'm outside. I could fire up a dart. And then you'd be in your element. You'd be ready to go.
Resourceful Spence waited till the security guard was looking the other way and tried to get back in, but then was nearly tackled by another security guard.
No, I'm sorry, you can't go.
Tell me that's the truth. No, that's the truth. She turned to look away because she was like, I know I can't let him back in, but he's only in the breezeway. He really hasn't really left. And she looks around, and I start darting towards another door, and this other woman from the other side, oh, sir, you can't go in there. I'm only in the breezeway. I'm still in the building.
You know what? Oh, my God.
You know what, though? Marcia So, I hate to say it, Marcia So still ran into the butt end of Jones's stick. That's interference.
That's why you didn't see
in the breezeway. Yeah. Outside.
Yeah, I guess. That's why I didn't complain on social media about it, because I don't know Jack. I've only been a hockey fan for 28 weeks. And regardless of that, I still couldn't get back in.
Yeah. Sucks, though.
Rules is rules, man.
Sucks, though.
Yeah.
When did you leave early? When did you leave early and miss the big moment?
I can't. Ooh.
I know that's a tough one. And it's Monday, and I get it, and everybody's brain's a little slow. And all that, I'm figuring we just need one.
Okay.
When did you leave early and you missed the big moment? 702. Yeah? Do you have one? No, it's just a funny premise.
One of my friends, I know her story. One of her friends.
Then we got to hear it. Then we got to hear your story. Okay. No, not yet. This is called a tease. It's the tease. When did you leave early and you missed out on the big moment?
Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh, Spence left early. Thought the game-winning goal had been scored. 1 foot outside of T-Mobile, and that's all you need.
Nope.
They wouldn't let you back in.
No, and I paid a lot for that ticket, too. I think I should have had a grace period. There should be like a 15-second grace period. Okay, you can go back in. He paid a lot for that ticket.
A grace period.
And awesome. I was in the breezeway.
That's the best part. Awesome. He was literally between the two doors exiting the building because there's a door, breezeway, door. They wouldn't even let him back in. Technically still in the building, and you couldn't go back through.
Aaron's our faux talk this morning with Faith Jesse, formerly on News 3. Now we've flipped over to the CW, so get ready for that in just a couple of minutes. But Erin, your friend left early and missed the big moment?
She did. She missed a really big moment. She was actually at a wedding, and it was one of those really long church weddings. So she's like, okay, I'm just going to take a bathroom break. Next thing she knows, she's coming back in. The bride and the groom are walking down the aisle. Completely missed the I do's.
Oh, my
God. Completely missed the kiss.
Not just walking down the aisle on the way in. Walking down the aisle on the way out.
Walking out. She missed the I do's and the kiss.
This is why during the wedding, you don't tweet while you're in the bathroom, people. It'll ruin you.
And let this be a lesson to all the people out there that are having those big, long weddings. Mm-hmm. If you're going an hour, people got to take a break at one point. Like, you got to call like a halftime thing or something.
Everybody will tell her she did a great job. No one really cares about your sister's poem. They just don't. I'm sorry.
But it should be like hockey. For every 20 minutes of wedding, there should be a 15-minute intermission. I think that's smart.
Oh, my God. Kristen, did you miss the big moment?
I did. So, my sister, I've been there for every one of her child's births. And she's 6 centimeters. I'm starving. We've already been there like 5.5 hours. The doctor's like, no, you'll be fine. And she has her baby at Valley Hospital. So, the freeway is right there. And there's like a whole bunch of construction going on right now with that neon.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is.
Project Neon, yeah.
Yeah. And so they're like, no, you'll be fine. Go get food. I jump on the freeway. I'm stuck in traffic. I cannot get off. And I get a phone call and they're like, you better get here really fast. The baby's almost here. And I'm like, what? It's not even been 20 minutes. By the time I pull in, the baby's already born and I missed everything.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Spence, don't feel bad.
No, I don't.
It could be worse.
It could be worse.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Good feeling story of the day, of course, that Waffle House shooting in Nashville. Awful.
Just awful tragic,
and,
yeah.
And not only tragic, but weird with the naked guy and all of that. And then, you know, and then the good story that comes out of it, the guy that decides, hey, man, it's either me or him, and, you know, and takes the gun away and all that.
And I loved his honesty. Like, that was the whole thing. I was trying to save my own. I know that it kind of looked like I was trying to be the guy, but just trying to save myself.
Yeah, I'm not a hero. Well, so now that Waffle House where that shooting happened, it was only a week ago. Can you believe that?
Wow.
It reopened on Wednesday. And now the owners are stepping up to help the victims' families.
Oh.
All the money that they make at that location for the month of May is being all, now again, all the money, not a portion of the proceeds. I'm appreciative of this. Not a portion of the proceeds, not profits, whatever. All the money is being donated to the families of the four people who were killed and of the two other people who were seriously injured. So it's not clear how much money that they bring in each month. So we don't know what each family is going to be getting, but whatever.
Still, that's incredible.
And they're also accepting donations from any of the customers who want to help out. Speaking of helping, also, the guy who we mentioned a minute ago, James Shaw Jr., who grabbed the shooter's gun and stopped him from killing more people, started a GoFundMe campaign for the victims' families last week. That just passed the $200,000 mark yesterday.
Wow.
Whoa.
So, I mean, I know these things are awful, but it's always good to see some good coming out of it. Kind of not unlike what we experienced here, Vegas Strong.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, not for nothing. It's your good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This might turn out decent for you as well.
Spencer's Challenge, Spencer's Challenge, Spencer's Challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spencer's Challenge, yeah.
All right, David the Show Killer, who's our contestant today?
We have Peter Gonzalez from the Northwest.
Peter, you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Five questions, 30 seconds, pop culture ripped from the headlines. We do not say pass on this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Let me ask you another question. You going to Cooter today?
Not today.
Not you, brother. Not today. Not with over 1,700 bucks, it could be yours. 30 seconds on it. Yeah, it is pretty big money. 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. Peter, in a deal worth $26 billion, T-Mobile is merged with what other phone company?
Sprint.
Avengers Infinity War broke the all-time opening weekend record. What movie held that record for the last 3 years?
Star Wars.
More specific?
Star Wars Return of the Jedi.
Philadelphia Eagles fans are trying to get their top draft pick to change his first name. What is that name?
Jim Bob Cooter.
A dude named Larry Harvey passed away on Saturday. He's a co-founder of the big festival in Black Rock Desert in northern Nevada. What's that festival called?
Burning Man.
I'll let you answer one more. Who sang the national anthem at last night's Winnipeg-Nashville game? 3 seconds.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Spence's Challenge, Spence's Challenge, Spence's Challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
We gave Peter a little leeway on that last one, but he ended up Cootering anyway, so it didn't matter.
All right.
Just so you know.
Okay.
Same five questions, same 30 seconds. It appears to me... Yeah, you'll need three to keep the money safe.
All right.
He got two. You'll need three. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. Sir, in a deal worth $26 billion, T-Mobile is merged with what other phone company?
Sprint.
Avengers Infinity War broke the all-time opening weekend record. What movie held that record for the last 3 years?
Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Philadelphia Eagles fans are trying to get their top draft pick to change his first name. What is it?
Dallas.
Larry Harvey passed away on Saturday. He's a co-founder of that big festival in Black Rock Desert in northern Nevada. What's that called?
Burning Man.
And who sang the national anthem at last night's Winnipeg-Nashville game?
Underwood, Carey.
Spence's Challenge, Spence's Challenge, Spence's Challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
He always feels pretty good about it when he does well on a Monday. Mondays are tough. Let's see how we did. In a deal worth $26 billion, T-Mobile merged with what other phone company? Peter said...
Sprint.
Spent, set,
sprint.
Sprint. Everybody knows that one won a piece.
Uh-huh.
Avengers Infinity War broke the all-time opening weekend record. What movie held that record the last 3 years? Peter said.
Star Wars.
Then nice, he said more specific.
Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi.
That might be
last 33 years.
Yeah.
Spence said...
Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Star Wars, Force Awakens.
Booyah! Booyah!
Two for Spence, one for Peter. Philadelphia Eagles fans trying to get their top draft pick to change his first name. What's his name? Peter said...
Jim Bob Cooter.
Amen. You ain't changing no Cooter.
Nope.
But that's not right, Spence said.
Dallas.
Dallas is the guy's name. Literally a dude has put out a GoFundMe trying to raise legal fees if he, in fact, wanted to change it legally. He says he's going to stick with it.
And his parents named him that because they grew up loving the Cowboys.
And in an interesting bit of rivalry, because Philadelphia and Dallas have a pretty heated rivalry, Philadelphia traded to jump ahead of Dallas in the draft to get this guy and there.
Oh, that's fine.
It's all crazy. Three for Spence, one for Peter. Larry Harvey passed away on Saturday. He's a co-founder of the big festival in Black Rock Desert in northern Nevada. What's that festival called? Peter said.
Burning Man.
Spence said.
Burning Man.
That's where Peter got his second one, but Spence got his fourth.
Booyah!
And then who sang the national anthem at last night's Winnipeg-Nashville game? Peter said.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Who knew that he had the voice of an angel?
Yeah, exactly.
And Spence said?
Underwood, comma, Carrie.
Yeah, and the only reason I put this in there is to remind you that if we win, when we get past San Jose, and if we end up playing Nashville, I'm going to try and get Carrie Underwood banned.
Yeah. Hashtag no Carrie Underwood.
Hashtag no Carrie. And for Spence, it's one
booyah!
And two
booyah!
And three
booyah!
And four
booyah!
And five.
Booyah!
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
Hear the best 15 minutes of the Jeff Buchanan Show each day on the radio.com app. Just search Jeff Buchanan.
That's what I'm talking about.
This is the show killer. Who you got?
Cheryl Dowland from the Northwest.
So here's the big question. So you've got tickets to go see Cher Mother's Day weekend. This says on Mother's Day. Are these tickets for Mother's Day, Davey, or are they for the Saturday?
Saturday.
They are for the Saturday,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So it's Mother's Day weekend.
Okay.
But then involved in this is a one-night stay at what is now known as the Monte Carlo Hotel and Casino. But tomorrow it'll be the Park MGM.
But within minutes or hours, it'll be the Park MGM.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Don't get confused. And brunch for two at Primrose. So, Cheryl... If in fact you win the big grand prize, first of all, are you taking your mom at all?
No. My mom has passed away. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm taking my boss, which is a lot like my mom.
Oh, that's sweet.
There you go.
Will you be sharing the room if you win the grand prize?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I'd be a little too much bonding.
And quite honestly,
right.
It is none of my business.
Right.
It really, do you want to sleep with your boss? You sleep with your boss.
We don't care.
If it helps your career and your lifestyle and your standard of living, then please go. Don't
do what you got to do.
Yeah, don't let us judge.
That's funny. Mm-hmm.
Right? It might be a good girl bonding time.
What?
Yeah.
Two beds, maybe.
Yeah. This story's getting better the whole time. But no, you do whatever you like, and it's really none of my business. I'm sure, if in fact you will. So good. Congratulations. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I had a good weekend.
Yeah. Outside of that Knights game on Saturday night. It was
I was a little upset on that.
Yeah.
I was on a party bus, and I was the host on the party bus, and all the kids got up from prom, and they were like, no, we lost.
Oh,
and that's how I found out. I was like, aw.
Did you have a TV on the bus, or did you have to just get updates on your phone?
Just updates on the phone.
Isn't it funny, too, how everybody thinks that they're breaking news, even though we all have the same apps? That we get all the same information. Like you'll get it the same time everybody else does, but there's always that one guy who goes, oh, the Golden Knights lost. And you're like, yeah, I know.
I have all the breaking news. Yeah.
I saw the same thing.
Everybody wants to be the first one to share it out loud.
Yeah. They want to be the one.
Yeah.
The news deliverer.
Good news or bad news. It doesn't matter. They want to be the first.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you about this. So
is giving out movie spoilers a breakupable offense?
No.
It's not breakupable.
No.
It's no speaking for a few days, but not breakupable?
No, it's not even that. It's maybe like, gosh darn it, why did you do that?
Shake your fist at
that. What? Okay, let me ask you this. What if somebody blurts out the spoilers on purpose and they're doing it to get revenge because they believe they've been wronged? Does that change it for you?
Maybe changes a little bit. Maybe not speaking for a couple of days, maybe then.
Let me just give you this. I've been dating my boyfriend for almost... Hang on a second. I'll keep you in here. Cheryl, I'll keep you in here for this. I've been dating my boyfriend for almost 11 months. We're both 27 years old, and I think what he did to me was the last straw. I've put up with him playing video games and him not always acting his age. On Friday, he knew my mom was recuperating from knee surgery and that we were going to bring them dinner and hang out with my parents. Instead, he went to Avengers Infinity War. And she was mad, so she looked up spoilers online and texted them to him in the middle of the movie.
Yeah. This is the Chip Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I would call this a P1's court. I guess it's just an unofficial. Here's the deal. I was just talking to our buddy Faith Jesse from News 3 and the CW, and we were just talking about how it's part of the job that she has to go into courtrooms, you know, and report on that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just not the easiest part of the job. It's not much fun. So I was going to make it a P1's court, and then I thought, well, no, that's just all the stuff that she doesn't like. Mm. So in deference to our friend, I'll just make it an unofficial P1's court.
Okay.
Without the music and all that. Kayla, you're reading my mind. Kayla's setting up a mic.
Got to get a ruling on this.
Faith can be over here, and we'll get her take on this as well. If you don't mind me getting up in your business, which I will do in a minute, and as you've probably kind of figured out this a little bit what we do. So you have a boyfriend? Is that what it was? Are we allowed to talk about this?
His name's Jason.
Oh, good. Thank you for giving us all the dirt. And how long have you guys been dating?
About 6 months.
Oh
new.
It's all still
new. Love. Hey, Jason. Exciting. Good morning. He's probably still sleeping.
New.
Yeah.
A new love smell.
Mm-hmm. So now put yourself in this situation. So she's asked us not to use her name, although I don't know why, because like everybody and their dog, everybody in this circle knows what happened. She's been dating her boyfriend just shy of a year. They're both 27 years old, and she's all put out. She says, I put up with him playing video games, him not always acting his age. Friday, he knew my mom was recuperating from knee surgery and that she and he were going to head over to his mom's house and bring her parents dinner and hang out for a little while. Well, he comes home from work Friday afternoon, all pumped up, and he says now he can't go with her to her parents because his buddy had 6 tickets for Avengers Infinity War that night and that he had to go see it with them. She says, logically, why can't you go on Saturday or Sunday when you do not have family obligations? He says he didn't want to miss seeing it with his buddies and that he's seen most of the movies with them since they were in high school. And at soccer the next morning, he didn't want them to spoil it.
Okay.
So he decides to go to the movie, even though she is not pleased. And then she's like, oh, I'm embarrassed because I got to tell my parents that he had to cancel to go see a superhero movie.
That sounds so dumb.
So,
the biggest superhero movie in the history of movies.
That's true. Biggest movie.
By the way.
The in
biggest
the history.
History of movies.
By opening weekend cash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So she went online, found the spoilers, and then apparently texted him the ending right as he was going into the theater. She also included his buddies on that text. After the movie, he was so mad. We haven't talked since Friday. He's trying to turn this around on me when he's the one who blew me off. My best friend said I should be mad, but her husband said that what I did was equally as bad, if not worse. I don't get that at all. Please tell me that there's no way that I'm in the wrong. He deserved it, and I think I should, and I quote, I think I should dump his ass.
And you're probably not going to like my response to this, but two wrongs don't make a right, girl. I'm sorry. Like, don't be vindictive. Take this issue up with him, like, later on and be like, all right, well, you owe me then. Just be, I don't know.
I'll take you a step further. And I'm sorry to break the trust of a P1. I'll take you one step further.
Okay.
He should break up with her.
Amen. Oh.
She's petty.
And vindictive.
She's petty. Yeah, vengeful. Vindictive.
It's only going to get worse, kid.
Angry.
Over spoilers,
mean.
Though?
It's not the act of the spoiler. It's the act of, at some point in the future, she's going to take a shovel and knock out his taillights over something he did.
Yeah.
Because this is progressive. This is the first step towards lunatic behavior.
Yeah. So do you think there shouldn't be a breakup at all?
I mean, playing devil's advocate, it was kind of funny. I thought it was pretty savage that she sent it out there.
Ladies and gentlemen, Faith Jesse of the CW.
I wouldn't think to do that. But don't dump her over it. Think about all of the life lessons.
She thinks she should dump him. But she's already heading down that path that she should dump him as well.
It kind of sounds like they're both looking for a way out right now. Right? Like, yeah. I'm sorry, you guys are doing really cruel things to one another right now. There's probably no hope.
I'll tell you the one thing that I know. The alone time, the boy-girl time.
Yeah?
Rocking it. It's amazing.
Well, because they both
sound
a little crazy. So
I'm sure that part is fantastic.
Yeah.
So, 702-364-9898. Is this a breakupable offense? She's already mad at him, obviously, but she's vengeful, vindictive, as my buddy Justin just said. What the hell, man? petty.
But he sounds inconsiderate. So, I mean...
You know what she should really do? You said the sex life's probably good. She should spoil that ending.
Oh.
That would be a better revenge.
702-364-9898. Your thoughts?
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Yes, we got an email. They've been in the relationship for almost 11 months, 27 years old, the both of them. Man, this sounds like some folks got to grow up just a little. Uh-huh. And I feel bad about it because we're probably going to lose a P1 over it. I hope not.
But it sounds so immature.
Well, and sometimes... You know, you ask for help, you ask for advice, it's not always going to be pretty. You want your friends to tell you the truth, right?
Yeah. You don't want yes men, yes people as your friends.
So, but, I don't know, I kind of jump back and forth a little bit. They were supposed to go Friday night to her folks' house because her mom's recuperating from knee surgery. So they were going to bring dinner and hang out. He comes in Friday afternoon and goes, hey, my friends got tickets to Infinity War, but they've gone to all of these movies since they were in high school. But he does bail and says, I'm going with my buddies. She gets all vengeful and vindictive and texts him spoilers as they're walking into the theater.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Two wrongs don't make a right, but maybe two immature people ought to be together and just have immature babies.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Oh my God, the spawn of that would be terrible.
Well, would it? I don't know. Who knows? Maybe that's like, you know how when two short people get together and they have a baby and it's 7 feet tall, maybe it'll turn out the other way.
Well, you know, maybe like really attractive people have it, and they're looking at their kid going, whose kid is this?
I'm an ugly kid. It's funny. Yeah, and in this case, maybe, you know, maybe the kid pops out of the womb and, hello, mother. You know, all sophisticated and whatnot. I don't know. Faith Jesse is here from the CW.
Good morning.
Your thoughts from a journalistic standpoint?
Maybe the baby will be the voice of reason and stop saying, or tell them to stop being so petty. Say, Mom, Dad, chill. Let's just come to
maybe.
That. Maybe it'll balance
here's
a little
what's
bit.
Funny. Now we've already jumped ahead and we've got them having babies.
Yeah, pregnant already.
Well, I mean, they're doing it. Well, no, that sounds really wrong. Yeah.
We guess they probably are.
But it's probably really crazy, and this baby's probably not far behind. So.
Is your name really Fee?
No, it's short.
Oh,
it's short for Fiona.
I love Fiona, though. I love that name.
No, it's
Hi,
Fiona.
Fee. Oh,
it's
Fiona.
Like it's like the restaurant in MGM.
Yes. No, I like that name just as much. So your friends call you Fee. So there we are. So
yep.
you're in favor of the breakup?
I am, yeah. It's just more of, like, it's very petty. Like, I would have just broken up with her just for spoiling. Like, I just told my boyfriend this morning, I was like, if anybody spoils anything, just know I'm coming after them. But not just that, it's also, like, it's just a knee surgery, you know? It's nothing crazy, and, you know, yes, you'll be upset, but just be upset. You're 27, you should be a little bit more mature than that, and I get family, it comes first and everything, but at the same time, let him be him. It's not his family. They're not married, and they've only been together for 11 months. It's nothing crazy, you know? So it's like they need to be independent people.
Strong work, Fee. Yeah, why don't you call more? We need more of you in our life. All right. Have a great day. Thank
you.
I get that, but Fee. Oh, okay.
No, just make your point.
Oh, don't you believe it's part of the commitment thing? Like, he committed to doing that with her Friday night and then came in Friday afternoon and didn't even ask, just told her that he was going to bail. That's my issue with the whole thing.
The question becomes, though, how solid was that? How firm was that? Was it, because see, my mother-in-law is in the hospital again, and so Amy goes, I'm going to go see my mom, and I'm going to go take her dinner or whatever. Do you want to go? And if I go, no, I got stuff to do or whatever, it's not that big a deal. I think this is even more about this guy playing video games and not being very mature. But then she, you know, if she'd have just taken the high road on it, maybe she'd have a much stronger case, in my opinion.
And plans change. I mean, if I had plans with my wife tonight, and I suddenly was able to go see the Golden Knights play in San Jose, she would be so happy for me that she'd go, yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So it's just an immature relationship.
Well, honest to God, my wife asked if I was going with you.
Right?
Which was really
please,
funny.
Please, leave.
I'd never...
Well, hey, different. I meant for mine, not minute. You.
Yeah. I have to tell my boyfriend if you're going to be gone. So.
Yeah.
No,
nothing ruins a good affair like you walking in.
No, that's really funny, though, because, you know, my wife did say that. She goes, I've not mentioned word one. I haven't said a thing about it. And my wife even goes, are you going with Spence? No. But she knows that that would be
maybe
something I might do. Yeah, that's true. Let me know, brother.
Yeah.
Brooks, by the way, Megan and Kristen, two girls, are on his side.
Okay.
We'll get to that in a minute. Brooks, you don't think this is a big deal?
No. For one, it's a movie. The other, he didn't pay for the tickets. His buddies bought them, so he's not out any money. And he's 27 years old. He's not 17 years old. He's invested a year into this relationship. He's got to start doing things with the family. It's not like she told him Friday morning that they were going to have dinner with her family that night. They had made this plan ahead of time. He comes home and just says, hey, I'm not going, after they already made these plans.
It's a little selfish.
But
it is.
This sounds like you're on both sides of it. Am I missing something? It sounds like you both...
Take a side, kid.
You've made a case for both of them. Is that accurate?
Well, No, I don't think it's a breakupable event. I think that he just needs to get over it. He didn't spend no money, grow up, and
she doesn't. And she doesn't need. And she doesn't need to be so hardcore as well. Is that what you're saying?
I think it's hilarious. I'd have done the same thing.
I do think it's hilarious. Yeah.
Megan, you say he is the one that should break up with her.
Yes, definitely. I feel like this is a key insight into what their future would be like together. And having said that, I'm 28. I have a professional job, and I love playing video games. So I kind of see his side of it. It doesn't necessarily mean that he's immature. And also, the fact that he's going with his best buddies, it's like a nostalgic thing. You know, I understand they've been going together. That's a cool thing for him. And she's, you know, trying to ruin it. And the worst part to me is not that she sent the spoilers to him, it was that she sent the spoilers to his friends. So not only are you trying to ruin his day, but his friends too. So you are super.
Yeah, you're trying to cause, thank you very much, you're trying to cause damage. That's the thing.
Because in any relationship, what you want to do is make sure his friends are not, they're against you as well.
Right.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, but she's not sleeping with his friends, so he needs to pick.
So that's why she needs to stay. Don't go after his friends, too.
Yeah.
If you want to text him the spoilers, don't text his friends the spoilers, too. You can honestly want to try and back that up?
I don't agree with her behavior. Like I said, two wrongs don't make a right.
Okay,
but the fact of the matter is
there is
that
no but then.
No, there is a but. She was mad because he made a commitment to go do something. They're practically in a year-long relationship.
But we're not talking about that. We're talking about her texting his friends as well. You're jumping back to a different point when we agreed that we were just going to take the
guilty
two phone calls.
Guilty by association,
when
Chet.
We said we were going to take the two phone calls and be done, and now we're extending out. So, Kristen, please make your
guilt
point.
Guilt by association? Are you kidding me?
Here we go.
Are you out of your mind? You know me, Chet. You know what a huge geek I am. Do you have any idea how long Marvel fans have been waiting for this movie? How long it's been built up? It's a big deal. It matters to him, and she doesn't care what matters to him. She only cares what matters to her. She's selfish, and he needs to dump her ass. Oops, sorry.
That's okay.
No, you're good. All right. Well, I don't know that we've solved anything other than those two should not be together anymore.
Here's why you should give the Chet Buchanan Show another 15 minutes.
Well, because we're going to go commercial free till at least 9:45. Uh-oh, Golden Knights music play. Heard the pump up mix. We decided to go back to happier times when we swept LA.
Remember when we
hadn't ever lost a playoff game yet?
The good old days.
some guy tweeted at me over the weekend and he was like, last time we gave up 7 goals in a playoff game, we ended up winning the series. I said, we don't know what that's like because we've never lost a playoff game. Of course, I spoke too soon, but we've never lost a playoff game. And wouldn't you think that after we've been in the league for 25 years, that we'll have at least won one cup?
Oh, that's funny.
They've been around since 91, which is 27 years, actually. They haven't won jack. Mm-mm. They got close. They got a sniff. Last year, yeah?
I don't recall.
Last year, they were in the finals.
But they've been pretty good a few times. Sure.
They've been all right. Yeah. They've been all right.
Oh, my God. I do not want to lose again.
PT's at 2:15 in Buffalo tonight. We'll show up at about 6. About an hour before game time. Is game time really not till 7:30?
No, it's 7.
Oh, okay.
Unless they've changed it, it's 7.
Well, I know that the Kings game, the two that we played there were at 7:30, so I just kind of thought that it was going to be the same situation.
Yeah, that San Jose would be screwed up like L.A. California being a pain in the neck again.
7. Confirmed.
7 confirmed?
Okay.
All right, good. So we'll be there about 6, like I said. At the PT's at 2:15 in Buffalo, if you want to come and hang out.
Yeah.
We just thought we'd all get together. We want to watch the game together. We thought we'd invite you guys.
Hashtag no teal. And I don't care if your mom's in town and she's from San Jose. She'd better not wear anything teal.
Nope. Or teal adjacent.
Yeah, Kayla's like, I'd be careful with any shade of blue. She's worried.
I'd take my denim jacket off this morning.
Friends of mine in Seattle, and this really is true. I'm not wearing any of my Seattle Mariners stuff, even though they're doing pretty good right now. Dude, that's teal. They can say on the website that that's Northwest Green, but let me tell you something right now. Northwest Green is teal.
Okay.
So I ain't wearing it. Final exam coming up later on this morning. Why don't we do 4 tickets for the Las Vegas Supercross coming up Saturday at Sam Boyd Stadium. Faith Jesse, our buddy from News 3. And the CW was in here this morning. And by the way, they're on the road right now, so you have no reason to be wearing teal in this
Keep
town.
It in San Jose, guys. That's
keep it in San Jose. That's right. Keep it in San Jose. That's the best line of all of it. Yeah, so keep it in San Jose in reference to hashtag no teal.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep it in San Jose where it's legal. Where it's, you know,
technically,
where it's
in Nevada, it is illegal to wear the color teal right now.
There's been a ban enacted.
Yep.
You know, I don't know about the enforcement, but whatever.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
I literally was like, no, don't hit the button. You just let that go, just a little. And then let's make it funny. Dave of the Show, Killer, who's on the phone, please, sir?
P1, Brandon Cutapagna.
That's number one. That's contestant one.
Yes.
Mr. Cutapagna, what is your buzzer today, please?
All gag.
Of course it is.
Mm-hmm.
Ball game.
And another P1 contestant, too.
P1 D1, Angela Ruiz.
Angela, what are you going to do today?
Ding dong.
Ding dong. And ball gag. Whatever. Question one, Kayla.
Which comedian spent 5 days in the hospital last week for a kidney infection? Amy Schumer, David Spade, or Tiffany Haddish?
Ding dong.
Angela.
Amy Spade.
Amy Spade. I see what you're trying to do here, where you're trying to do parts of each answer so that you can cover 2 bases with 1 answer. That ain't flying here. You're going to have to choose one of them.
What did I say?
You said
Amy Spade.
Amy Spade.
Oh, what were the... Okay, the second one. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the second one was David Spade, and that's That's
it's
a big bunch of no. And so now we're going to let Brandon answer with the with you telling him the answer.
Oh man,
Kayla,
Brandon, is it Amy Schumer or Tiffany Haddish?
I'll go ahead and see if she was right with Amy Schumer.
Yeah, now she could be tough.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, well, see, I was going to set it up that maybe you were lying, but apparently Angela's going to not only play this game, she's also going to host it. So, so yes, Brandon is up one zip.
San Francisco Church hosted a service themed around who? Beyonce, Kanye, or Orlando Bloom?
Ding dong.
Brandon, just by a little bit.
I'll go with the first one. What was it?
You know what? I'm going to enact
multiple
a new rule.
Multiple guesses, great.
I'm going to enact a new rule.
Kanye.
Yeah, but don't we
second
at least...
With Kanye, but Beyonce, that's what it was. Beyonce.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't we have to make a rule now that you can't just go, the first one? You know what I mean? Shouldn't we make them actually name
what it
is?
Yeah, like, what's the point of me reading it? I'm like, if you just want to go...
Right.
C, okay.
Yeah, the third one, whatever that one's going to be. So what did you decide, Brandon?
Yeah, it was Beyonce.
Is it Beyonce? Sure was.
Yep.
Now, as we are doing throughout the playoffs, that the Golden Knights keep the faith, y'all.
Yes. Yeah.
It's 1-1 in this series with San Jose. Game 3 tonight. And it still remains. If the Golden Knights win 11 out of the next 19 games, which is very doable, just got to go 11-8 over the next 19, we win a Stanley Cup. Easy, Angela. Jeez, why don't you barf up along while we're on the air?
Sorry.
So we'll make this all-important third and final question. 11 Stanley Cup winning points.
What movie topped the box office this weekend with the biggest opening of all time?
My goodness, Brandon. Hello, Brandon.
That'd be Infinity War, which I haven't gotten to see yet, so hopefully this Fandango gift card will have to go.
Is it Avengers Infinity War? If he gets it right, he wins. If he gets it wrong... Well, I guess he could still win, but he got it right. So let's just. Nice. Angela, we're going to let you go. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay. And Brandon, well, I'm sorry, Brandon popped off with some P1D1 talk there.
I love the morning zoo.
My
thank
man.
You.
Love you.
Man. We'll give you that Fandango code card to enjoy a movie for two. Welcome to Fandango Summer of More. Guarantee your seats. So the summer's biggest movies like Avengers Infinity War and Deadpool 2. Buy tickets, earn points, get more movies. Head to Fandango.com/more for details. And Brandon Cuntapagna, today's champion of...
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Good morning.
Good.
Hear anything you've missed or anything you want to hear again on the Radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
Sorry, I was momentarily distracted. I'll tell you all. Good feeling story of the day in just a second. Kayla, what's more shocking to you? Zayn Malik of One Direction's shaved and tatted head.
Okay.
Have you seen this?
No, I haven't. But they
shaved his head, and it looks like a flower, or like almost like stained glass window above his ear. Or the fact that he and, oh my God, that he and Gigi Hadid are back together.
That doesn't shock me. So, I guess the tattoo on his head.
I just know you care about these things.
So. Oh, yeah, I know. I love them together. Okay. They're adorable.
Good.
I don't know what he's doing.
Well, they're back
the
together. I don't know what this shaved and tatted head thing is, but...
It's interesting. It's like growing out of his beard, it kind of looks like. So, it's weird.
I just can't wait till we're like 30 or 40 years from now. We got all these old people walking around with these crazy tats. And they're old. They're old people. And they have these... Yeah. I just think the world's going to...
Justin Bieber's body and like,
you know what I'm saying?
I picture a Leo DiCaprio body when Leo's been off of films for like a year.
Yeah.
That's how I picture Justin Bieber's going to look later on, but he's going to have so many tattoos, they're not going to look appealing.
Yeah, and all this stuff that when you're young and you're trying to make a statement and all that, and then when you're old, you're just going to look like a jerk.
Like you're bruised.
Yeah,
right?
Like a banana, bruised fruit.
Yeah, and then when you got that where nobody can touch you because your skin's like parchment.
Oh.
And when nobody can touch you, you bruise for everything. Nobody will be able to tell the difference between the tattoos and the bruises.
Yeah.
Oh, and the liver spots.
The greatest person in the world and final exam are next. But first,
that is so random.
Chet Buchanan's 60 Seconds of Randoms.
It's iconic, the dance scene in Footloose.
Now I gotta cut loose, Footloose.
It almost didn't happen. They didn't have a big enough budget to shoot. the big dance scene at the end. Test audiences almost universally, and this doesn't happen very often, came back and said they felt cheated, that there had to be a dance at the end. Told them straight out, why is there no dance? Because originally when they shot it, there was no dance.
That's the climax of the movie. How do you not have the dance?
Well, there's your answer. So the studio said, all right, and paid $200,000, which was a pretty fair chunk of change, so that they could shoot that scene and cram it in there at the end just 6 weeks before the movie opened.
Dang.
And wouldn't you agree? It just kind of made the whole thing.
It made the whole thing. That's interesting.
Be careful today at work, kids. You're more likely to get hurt at work on a Monday than any other day of the week. I would think that Friday would be up there.
Yeah, because you don't care. You're like, okay.
Right, because you're like, yeah.
No, probably careless,
maybe drunk. Fridays have the least injuries. Monday's the most. Be careful. Spence, you're above average, brother.
Oh, thanks, man.
The average person passes gas 10 times every 24 hours and produces a full liter of flatulence. You, sir, are an exception.
Well, I tell you, last night, it was like I was going for old record.
Gross. I shouldn't laugh.
Tell us why, or just, you know,
I have no idea why, chilly. But I had to keep, you know, I usually kick a foot out when I'm sleeping because I get a little warm. Yeah, no, I had to disrobe.
I wasn't looking for that sort of detail, but yeah. All right. There's a town in Alaska called Whittier, Alaska. It's got about 200 people, and they all live in one 14-story building that used to be an army barracks. Confirmed, and it's been that way for a long time.
Huh.
Seen it. When I was a little kid, we lived in Alaska. Whittier's not that far from Anchorage. And we went. There's literally one place where people live.
And there can't be many buildings taller than 14 stories in the entire state.
No.
Even Anchorage. Anchorage,
yeah, maybe. But more than 14, probably not.
No.
Yeah. And you may or may not have noticed, oh, man, I haven't made it out of the 70s. There's a significant LSD shortage in the U.S.
Wow.
Which is just, I guess, and it's been that way for more than a decade. It is virtually impossible to get one of the ingredients required to make LSD. It's a chemical compound called, I don't know, ERGOT, or whatever, alkaloid. And apparently that stuff's really hard to get. Therefore, they can't make LSD. Is anybody really missing that?
Yeah. I was going to say.
You know, again, your grandparents, maybe. Woodstock, man.
Burning Man has not been the same since.
Yes, maybe not. Coachella's just moved on.
Yeah.
Just moved past it.
Chip Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Davey the Show Killer. The Chip Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
The greatest person in the world.
For the record, I believe, and somehow this seems like sports music to me, I believe that today's greatest person in the world is going to be a super, this sounds like 70s sports to me. It's going to be a super 70s sports version of the greatest person in the world.
All right.
Just like sports in general.
Okay.
Well, because I think I know what you're doing. I'm pretty sure I know what Davey's doing. And I know what I'm doing. Kayla, what do you got?
It is not sports related for me.
Who's the music?
But I've got the music.
I'm going to try to... The guys that I'm going to give it to are sports fans. Is that...
All right.
I don't know.
Don't overthink
it. I know what I'm trying to relate it back.
No, go ahead. Who's your greatest?
I got to give it to Rob Tuvel, who's been my realtor for the last year of looking for houses. We finally closed on Friday afternoon, which was just... Oh, amazing to get the keys and actually be able to go into my new house. Thank you so much, Rob, for putting up with me for the past year. And also to Jim Benvenuti over at New American Funding for putting up with me. So to both of you guys, you is.
Yeah, we get it.
I totally get it.
Putting up with you.
Hey, and by the way, if Kayla was stressful, never accept Davey's business. You will regret it.
That's great.
The greatest person in the world.
Davey.
So on Saturday, there's a player from the University of Central Florida. His name is Shaquem Griffin.
He is the first NFL player to ever be drafted in the Super Bowl era with one hand. And this was him talking about, and the Seattle Seahawks picked him.
Yeah.
And this is him talking about.
And the twins, they took them both.
Yeah.
And his twin brother.
His twin brother, which is so cool. So this is him talking after he was drafted.
It was tough. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, seeing all them guys picking in front of me and just falling back and knowing that, you know, I did everything I was supposed to do. But, you know, it was in God's hands. And, you know, I'll wait all over again for me to have the opportunity to be back with my brother. And for everybody who's picking in front of me, for everybody who doubted me, you know, they gonna really feel who I am. And I'm not going to let no price or, you know, no pick define who I am. But they will know who Shaq Griffin is. They're going to know who both of us is. And I promise you that.
Love that.
You're both Shaq Griffin. Just for
I know. What do you do with the jerseys? Because you can't do you Griffin. Okay, same guy. Then you put S Griffin. Oh, same guy.
S Griffin 1.
I think you might. No, you might have to go all the way.
Oh, the full name.
Full name.
Oh, yeah.
Might have to.
So for the twin brothers joining our Seahawks, man, that's pretty cool. And Shaquem Griffin especially. You is?
The greatest person.
The greatest person in the world.
In the world.
Spence.
Set the scene for you. It's the NFL draft. It's in AT&T Stadium in Dallas, Texas. And we all know the Cowboys and the Eagles, they don't like each other. They don't like each other whatsoever. Stepping to the podium to make the 49th pick in the second round, because it's like guest pick day or something, is former place kicker David Akers. And
yeah.
David played for several teams, but most notably the Eagles. He's in the Philadelphia Eagles Hall of Fame.
Sure.
And he goes up to make his pick and beautifully trolls the heavily favored Cowboy audience.
Tonight, I'm representing the Philadelphia Eagles, NFC East champs, divisional champs, NFC champs, and world champs, the world champs. Hey, Dallas, the last time you were in the Super Bowl, these draft picks weren't born.
And you got smacked around by a high-pitched voice kicker.
And it sounded WWE with, oh, boy, oh hey, with the announcer. And then it went ahead to pick a guy from South Dakota State, a tight end by the name of Dallas Goedert.
Right. Yeah.
And they picked Dallas by making sure to trade with Indianapolis to hop over the Cowboys to get the guy. So the Eagles and David Akers, quite honestly, that was excellent. You win.
The greatest person in the world.
Pittsburgh Pirates rookie Nick Kingham looking to prove himself that he could cut it in the majors during his big league debut. It's been tough for him to get there. He retired the first 20 batters he faced. He carried a perfect game into the seventh inning against St. Louis Cardinals. So long as the rookie pitcher has gone without putting a man on base in his debut since at least 1961. That part's really, really awesome. He's had, by the way, they gave him a mustard shower in the locker room afterward. That's not nice. he wasn't considered an elite prospect, but he topped out as the 64th best prospect in baseball prior to the 2014 season. And then he underwent Tommy John surgery in 2015, missed most of that season and a lot of 2016 when they really just kind of had to redo his whole elbow. Then in 2017, his season debut got pushed back due to an ankle injury. And then he started doing pretty good in four AAA games this year. So they said, let's give him a shot in the majors. Retires the first 20, a perfect game into the seventh inning. And did you know that Nick Kingham is from Las Vegas, Nevada?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So good on you, brother. Way to go, Nick. Vegas strong. Never give up. Never quit. It kind of inspired me for the Golden Knights. I know we're tied in the series, but it's just like.
Oh, it's inspiring.
So. It's what?
It's inspiring.
Yeah, but it's also scary where the Golden Knights are. But if Nick can do it, you guys can do it. So we all can do it. You just might be.
The greatest person in the world. Listen more and win more. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
Davey, the show killer, who you got for us today?
Brian Wolford from Henderson.
Let's see what Brian knows. Hey, Brian.
Hey, what's going on?
In regards to this whole hashtag no teal and the banning of no teal statewide, Faith Jesse from News 3 had probably the best comment that has been made yet about the ban, and that was?
Keep it in San Jose.
Keep it in San Jose.
Yeah, keep it in San Jose, guys.
Keep it in San Jose. That's right. Keep it in San Jose. That's the best line of all of it. Faith, give Faith the credit. Keep. You know what? Final exam answer today. The best line for hashtag no teal. Keep it in San Jose.
I love that. Okay.
That's good. So good. And that's a winner for you. We'll get you 4 tickets for the Las Vegas Supercross this weekend.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right, man. Congratulations. Have a great day.
You too.
Right. Go Knights Go. Buddy.
Yeah, go. Yeah, go right, Knights go. Go. Go Knights Go. Hashtag no teal.
Yep.
And if you want to, we're throwing a get together. A little P1 party. It's not mandatory. Or is it?
Mm.
We'll find out who's who and what's what. But we'll be at the PTs at 215 in Buffalo. For sure, you'll see Kayla and I. You might see Spence unless he is in San Jose. I hope I don't see you for a while.
I hope I don't see you either. No offense.
No, plenty of offense. I hope
go
I don't
there
see
and
you.
Rep us. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
But if not, I'll be there with you guys. So.
All right. Good.
Cool.
Oh man.
Biggest game in history, man.
Yeah, but that's we'll be able to say that about all of them from here on out, right? Man. That's just how it is, and we'll end every sentence with "man" because we're serious, man.
That's how you know.
That's how
we
you know.
We mean business.
This is all. Well, oh my God, man. So listen, we'll see you tomorrow, P1s. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Later.
Go Knights! Go!
Come on. Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
98.5.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.